WTMA. Tiger Radio.
Seems I got to have my radio free. 'Cause every afternoon it's Rocky D. Man, he's so incorrect politically. So turn me on the news talk 12:50. I'll feel alright when I listen to Rocky D.
Oh, mama. Dan Moon has left the building. Oh, no. He made a stop at Sbarro's for a hunk of pizza first. Tell me if you see Elvis over there. All right. Man, WTMA is 65 years old today. And although it says, well, good God, you apply, you're good for Social Security now. The thing is about WTMA is every day it's new. Every day something new happens. We got something going on. Tomorrow, Chip Campson's coming in. And we'll see about the debate on Friday, and the elections keep on going. If something happens out your window, WTMA will be right in front of it, and we'll stand there too. And you can come on down. We're going to be here for the next half hour in the Citadel Mall. And you can hurry up down here because we're only going to be, what is it, 22 minutes from now or something? And who do you got in front of you, John? Let me turn that back on here. Go ahead. All right.
You know, one of the things about WTMA's history, especially in the old days, they had Man in the Street programs
where
a guy would take a microphone out into the street and just talk to the general populace and find out what's on their mind, kind of like a precursor to talk radio. I have a lady here that we've met. I'm the man in the mall today.
Yeah.
And she grew up listening to WTMA. And your name again is?
Terry.
All right, Terry. I would guess you probably listened to WTMA maybe in the 70s?
60s and 70s.
What do you remember about WTMA?
I remember listening to Top 40. I remember Booby Nash. I have very fond memories of secretly turning on my radio after bedtime and listening to that Top 40 after hours. And one particular song I remember is Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog.
Oh
yeah, Three Dog Night, 1971. Yeah, great song. So what high school did you go to?
Middleton High School.
And you graduated in?
1976.
And I guess that was a station that WTMA, everybody listened to WTMA in that school?
Yes, we did.
Some things never change. It is the station.
You know what used to happen back then, too? I did this when I was on the air at Q101 in Chicago. They sent me to high schools all the time. Did the disc jockeys come to the high school all the time, hold big events all the time, clapping and stomping and all that stuff? No? Really? Oh, I'd forget about them then.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for stopping by and sharing your WTMA memories. By the way, I want to plug our website again for WTMA memories, WTMAmemories.com. You can go and leave your thoughts there. Also see pictures of old WTMA disc jockeys and listen to old what we call air checks recordings of WTMA as far back as like 1958. I think we've got one on there.
Well, in that case, is Buddy Charles on the phone with us, Donna?
Great segue. We've got Buddy Charles on the phone.
Hey, Buddy, how are you? Buddy, are you with us?
I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah. What a young gal here. Once upon a time was a young gal anyway. Used to sit under her covers with the flashlight and the radio and listen to Buddy Charles rocking on WTMA. Now, when were you on?
Well, it was started in 1954, 54, 55, 56, and 57.
Okay. You were a teenager when you were doing this, weren't you, yourself?
I was 15, and every once in a while I'd come in, rather than say WTMA, I'd say, this is the mouth of the South.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest, Chucky. No, remember that bit. Yeah. What kind of tunes are you playing? But you were on the air before the Beatles hit now, see? For me, rock. Yeah, go ahead.
It was Fats Domino and Ain't It a Shame and Elvis Presley and Heartbreak Hotel.
Where did you hang out when you were down here? Where's a teenage disc jockey go now? You must have been like, heartthrob girlies all over the place,
Well,
Bobby Soxers and all that stuff.
Yeah, I used to broadcast from a sky booth on top of the patio drive-in, which was located between Spring Street and Cannon in those days.
Well, come on, man. How old were you then? 16? 17?
16, right.
Oh, man, you must have been a hit.
Well, I think so, maybe.
Come on, tell me some stuff. I'm digging for dirt here, buddy.
Yeah, what did people in your high school think about you?
Yeah.
I mean, did all the girls know that you were the Buddy Charles from WTMA?
Well, as time went by, they did. Of course, that's not my real name. In school, I went under the name of Charles Gassett.
And you went to the Citadel.
Went to the Citadel, 1957 through 61.
Mm-hmm. Man. Well, when you were down here hanging out, where did you go? Remember the hangouts down here?
Well, as I said, there was the patio drive-in. There was the Kate's drive-in. There were drive-in movies on both sides of the rivers, the Ashley and the Cooper.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I guess the reason that they hired me was because I could say Cooper rather than Cuppa.
And now we're the other way around. Cousin Arthur Ravenel came in. By the way, Arthur Ravenel just retired this year from the Senate after all these years, and he's the one that taught me how to say Cuppa.
Taught you how to say Cuppa. Well,
Cuppa.
There used to be a newspaper writer. You know, we bought, I wasn't involved in the buying, but Chuck Smith bought WTMA from the Charleston Post Courier. Uh-huh. A bunch, and there was a writer there called Lord Ashley.
Ashley Cooper, yeah, ran
they
for many
still
years.
Around, right? And they had a dictionary on the Geechee language.
Oh gosh, we had a lady, a basket lady, in like that for a while ago. I couldn't understand a thing she was saying.
Well, you used to say, "I got a lit, did it down with the get to throw brick pots at the bottle ships."
And I'd say, uh-huh, me too. That's what I figured out with the ladies down there on Market Street. What I just do is go, uh-huh, yeah. I get real excited about what they're saying, and pretty soon I'm buying a $200 basket. I'm like, what? So, back in 1961, what was the bit, you know, 68, whenever you were here, or 58?
Right.
What was the big issue? What was the big burning issue? Was it Elvis coming on?
Political issue or musical
issue? Music issue, political issue, what was going on?
I guess it was we were playing records that most of the parents were not interested in their children listening to.
That's what I'm getting to here.
Right. We did a show called The Hound Dog. You know, Hound Dogs, here we go, rocking and rolling with Fats Domino.
Oh, man, you've got the touch still.
Yeah, you're hired. We need a weekender.
You can put him on 95SX.
Right.
Of course, now things are a little different. We have 8 radio stations in one building now, buddy.
Well, I can only keep up with one.
Yeah.
One station.
I'll tell you what. When was the last time you were back in Charleston?
Oh, about 3 or 4 years ago.
Big changes now, huh?
A lot of changes.
Wait to see the new bridge we're building.
Yeah,
and naming it after Cousin Arthur, as a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, the roller coasters. The roller coaster bridge, yeah.
Well, basically, if you sail underneath the old bridge and look at it from underneath, yeah, you wouldn't drive on top of it anymore. Yeah, it's pretty ugly underneath there. Hey, buddy, I want to thank you for talking to us for a short time here. And you come on down to Charleston, man. Jump in the studio with me someday.
Will do.
And, buddy, thanks a lot for all the stuff you put on WTMAMemories.com. We really appreciate that.
Right, and thank you, and happy birthday to WTMA.
Thanks, buddy. All right. I'll tell you what. When we get back, we'll talk to David from the Charleston Mercury. There's a lot of stuff about WTMA and the Mercury. And in the meantime, here's Donna Darling with the WTMA First Traffic.
Gerald's Tire. Savage. The name says it all. Michael Savage and the Savage Nation. Tonight from 8 till 10 on News Talk 1250 WTMA. Now let's return to Radio Free Rocky D.
What is that tune? What is that? I didn't hear you. Red Rubber what? Red River Rock.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
I should remember that. All right. Sounds like Jimmy Crack Corn, I don't care.
It's one of those records WTMA played back in the golden age of radio, I guess.
Really? Oh, okay.
Made it all the way to number 41 on the top 40.
Yay. All right. This is a WTMA 65th birthday, and from the Charleston Mercury, the other paper, the one with the real stuff in it, David Farrow is here. You got some stuff about WTMA in your paper now? Wait a minute, let me turn you on here. That would be nice. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sure we do, Rocky. We always talk about WTMA because it's still Tiger Raider on our hearts. Actually, you know, I want to say one thing. If you were listening the week of August 22nd, 1964, do you know what the pick hit was?
No, what was it?
It was Candy to Me by Eddie Holland. And ladies and gentlemen, you can win a copy of this week's Pickett. Send a postcard with your name and address to Pickett. WTMA Charleston. Three copies are given away each day.
Look at the stamp up here.
Oh, yeah.
It says McDonald's
hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
No kidding.
Yeah. Differentiating it from the other McDonald's, which doesn't sell hamburgers somewhere, I'm guessing.
Right. Right. The chicken hamburgers.
Yeah.
The reason I wanted to come on was last year I also write a column for the Post and Courier called Do You Know Your Charleston? Mm. And we got on this whole WTMA thing, and it was so much fun. And I still, by the way, guys, I still write the column and still send me this stuff, okay? WTMA wants it, too. But I think the wildest thing I heard people talk about, and I didn't believe it at first, I had to confirm it, was apparently when you dialed the hit line...
Mm.
And it was busy. All the teenagers, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but all the teenagers in Charleston from all the different schools who didn't know each other would get on the same request line. And it was like the internet. They all sat around and talked to each other.
It's kind of like a party line, a chat room. Kind of like during the commercial.
Yeah, like a chat room, exactly.
Kind of like during the commercial of the Johnny Carson show in the 70s. They know when there was a commercial on the Carson show because the water pressure in California would drop. That's exactly. Hey, David, thanks
you
for stopping by.
That out,
WTMA, 65 years old today. This is News Talk 1250, WTMA.
If it's going on in the Lowcountry, we're talking about it here. News Talk 1250, WTMA.